I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 on June the 23rd. We are blowing through this month like you can't believe. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we chat every day, and we stream every day on KCNR1460.com. So you just go over there to that if you've got your computer, and you get into there, and you just push into the chat room, and you can join the people that are there already. Sun Gold, Angel, Fed Up. So Fed Up. I imagine that there's some of us that are fed up. And of course, we're joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir. Would you like a weather report?
You know, Bad Bob, I would.
How about that this morning? Excellent weather first thing off this morning. Looks like today's high will get around 91 degrees under sunny skies. Mostly clear tonight, low around 65, and right now 73 degrees. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, Anselmo Vineyards. It's going to be a great weekend out there. I think tomorrow night they got Rick Hill. Give him a call, though, at 474-5546. For reservations, plus it's always like 10 or 15 degrees. I shouldn't say that. That is not true. It's always cooler up there. When you head up towards Shingletown, you're like 12 minutes outside of Palo Cedro. Hey, Bad Bob. Now, Linda's on assignment. Today remember, it's On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, mm-hmm. And we're going to have Enjoy Magazine for that. Bad Bob came in today with a question, saying something. I kind of took umbrage at it, but then I realized is that the reason that Bad Bob brought it up was concern, was that, state your premise again there, Bad Bob.
Okay. With the administration, both federally and what I see going on in California at the legislative level, I'm concerned that we've got a lot of young men coming back who've been in a very intense situation, and they're going to come back without sufficient support. And I am concerned that these individuals are going to be easy pickings for perhaps gangs. Don't know. But I just don't see I see a lot of frustration at the national level. And then on their level, what the heck did we just go through all this stuff for when these young men come home, young men and women?
Well, and this is I understand the premise of what you're saying. You see, and to me, that sounds like a Neapolitano. 2 years ago when she issued her edict in that book about possible terrorists, enlisting that as service people coming home from the war, possible terrorists. And it just caused such an uproar, which it should. I think that there's more support there than people realize that in the transitions. Now, the big thing, of course, would be if you came home, you could get a job. And we're in a terrible doldrums right now when it comes to that. And in fact, today, the new unemployment figures came out and they went up again. And not only that, the Congressional Budget Office has said that the national debt would outgrow our national annual income by 2021. And Bernanke says right now is that the latest slowdown can't really be explained. So when you see that, when you see those things, that a big part of it coming home is for our veterans to have jobs, and yet they have the highest unemployment rate right now. Now, does that equate to them going and picking up guns and becoming, violent? No. You can't draw that. Can't draw that conclusion. Are there programs in the VA and in the veteran service officers in California? Yes, there are. The VA clinics are building here. There's money being put into the VA. The question is getting them in, getting our young veterans back into that. There's so many veterans organizations that are out there to assist. AMVETS, VFW, just any number of those that are also available out there. Now, is it perfect? No. And is there going to be continuing? Is it? And, you know, there needs to be more. There needs to probably be more of a structure out there, something to help in, you know, the job training part. Something that, you know, to that when the veterans can go to. But right now you've got the state of California is in the process of cutting off Operation Welcome Home, which helps them find jobs because we don't have the money for that, according to the Brown administration. Of course, we have money for illegals, but we don't have money to help the veterans coming home. Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, and you know, they're giving away, you know, Cal grants, the illegal aliens. I mean, it's just, you know, it's where are our priorities? And when you start seeing this is, you know, when things, and like in Sacramento, right now, John Chang, a Democrat, has cut off all the pay to the lawmakers because he said, look, that budget you made was smoke and mirrors. It didn't even address it. It was even $1 billion short, and stuff, and the stuff you had, it wasn't completed. You know, it was, you know, as Jim Nielsen said yesterday, they presented it to him at the last minute, and it wasn't even, they hadn't even finished writing it yet.
So the teacher handed back the assignment, and not sufficiently complete, huh?
Well, what he said was, you failed, and, you know, and because you failed, I'm going to cut off your pay. And as one of the, okay, this was my favorite part, one of the Democratic lawmakers said, how am I going to explain this to my children and my family when I can't pay my bills? Hey, guess what, partner? Join the club. Your policies and the things you've done have caused that widespread through the state of California. You got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It is 7:11 on June the 23rd, and we have a big day coming up, big evening. And tomorrow, of course, is the fundraiser from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Tobacco and Brew. Dancing, food, raffle items. This is Free Fire Radio.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
Aaron, technician from Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning.
The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. It's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning. June the 23rd, and you know what? We are quickly approaching the end of June, but we're also quickly approaching Dancing with the Stars. My God, Bad Bob, you saw it. You know what?
Well, last
the
night...
attitude...
True story.
Okay.
Last night, I showed up at the YMCA to shoot video of the practice. Only not a living soul was there. It was me, Kathy Babcock, Christy Hansen, and Barbara Harrison are all sitting there watching this large, empty room. And we're going, oh, the practices are going quite well.
Well, now, wait a minute. If I remember right, that Barbara Harrison called me and said that you have a piece of paper that says we can now have alcohol down at Tobacco and Brew. We have a one-night thing, so please, when you all come and visit us, we're going to be having champagne.
Thank you for reminding me.
Some wine, yes. Well, she called me to say to remind you because she thought you were a little floaty last night. Hey, do you ever watch, before we get into the rest of the stuff, do you ever watch anybody do something that's really good?
Yes.
I mean, I can enjoy watching a true master doing something. And it doesn't have to be anything that I would ever do or really be interested in doing. But when you watch them, they are just so good at what they do. It could be anything from dancing to painting to, I mean, that could be painting a house. To stock car racing. I mean, I'm not that interested in stock. I don't watch it, but I've seen parts where they're just absolutely geniuses when it comes to moving the cars around the track or shooting. Two gents yesterday, we didn't really mention it, but we bought a new safe, a gun safe, from Cold Steel out there in Anderson. Good people out there, by the way. Not advertisers, but they have good products. And yesterday, the young men delivered it. Well, first of all, you have a 1941 house, built in 1941. The doors are just a little bit narrower. And the safe was 29 inches wide, not counting the handle, which had to be taken off. And it weighed 687 pounds. Now, this thing, as they moved it through doors, around corners, through the kitchen... They made 90-degree turns on several occasions, and they got that safe back into the area where it's supposed to be. And I'm telling you how they did it. I watched it. I watched this whole thing, and I said, they're never going to be able to make this. We're going to have to move washing machines. We're going to be moving this. Nothing. They took off two doors.
That was like a Rubik's Cube sort of
thing. It was, you know what? And these guys, I can't say enough about them. And I mean, they're professionals. And when it's finished... I do more damage walking through the house and bumping into a door than they did moving this safe through the house and into the room. I can't, you know, my applause and kudos go out to the Cold Steel Safe Company and their delivery crew. There's two guys, and they just did great. So
how many hundred pounds is this beast?
687 pounds, they said. I didn't know that. In fact, I didn't even, you know, when you look at it, I thought, well, it didn't look that big. I said, are you sure this is the right safe? And he went back and checked it and said, yeah. All right, let's talk about what some of the things are going on here. Civic Center. All right, the Civic Center has gotten a reprieve. The meeting there yesterday, and they were talking on the budget and all that, was that the Civic Center, as you know, was under fire about being closed down because we're losing $900,000 a year there. Bethel Church, who, by the way, they're going to be our guest here very soon to talk about that and a couple other things that they do. Had put in a bid for this to lease it for 10 years, and as they said, not to be just totally in charge of it, but be kind of like caretakers. They want to have different groups there, and when I questioned them one-on-one and asked them, do you mean that are you going to not allow groups in there? And they said, personally, we'd like to have the city make that decision. And as it was pointed out yesterday, was that we can. you know, we may not have certain groups out on our campus, but they would be able to play. I asked about ZZ Top because ZZ Top being one of my favorite groups. And would you be opposed to that? And after we identified who everybody was in ZZ Top, I didn't see any problem. Anyway, but now they're also going to give other people a chance to come up with something. So, and there's supposedly another promoter says, wait a minute, I've got a package also. Well, this will be a huge savings. This is a $900,000 swing to the good for us in the city. So, and with 6 weeks, I hope that we can get something together, that we can get this on paper, and that we can get started with this. So, we keep the convention center open. We really have to do that. Okay. Another big thing. Judge, well, I tell you what, let's just save this one for after the break and we come back. But it was another landmark case right here in River City. So this is Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It's 7:20 in the morning. It is 73 degrees. It's going up to 91 today. Frankly, I think it's going to get a little bit hotter than that. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Keep chatting with us at KCNR1460.com. And this is Free Fire Radio.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
This is Carl Linda Bott. Join us June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew as we put on a fundraiser for the Shasta Women's Refuge. That's right, a fundraiser and Dancing with the Stars preview.
You're going to be able to see Carl dancing with his partner, Kathy Babcock, with a preview of what they're going to be performing on July 9th. Now, don't be confused. The fundraiser is June 24th at Tobacco and Brew, home of Espresso Joe's.
And one of the greatest walk-in humidors in the North State. Joe and Shelly know how to put on a party, and they know how to support our town.
$5 cover.
And that's for champagne, hors d'oeuvres, and just being able to watch me trip the light fantastic. So come on down June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew and watch a preview of Dancing with the Stars, and let's raise some money for a good cause.
We'll see you then.
You want the best for your parents. After all, they've always been there for you. Now, as you consider living options, don't settle for anything less than the best. Shasta Estates is Redding's premier independent retirement living community, offering a lifestyle unlike any other. They help seniors flourish with three delicious chef-prepared meals daily, and the safety and security of live-in managers available day and night, plus a robust social calendar with a variety of enriching activities and so much more. Plus, these amenities and all utilities, except phone, are covered in one convenient month-to-month rent with no buy-in fees. Shasta Estates has a combined management team of over 25 years' experience. Visit Shasta Estates today for a complimentary tour and meal, located at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard. Call Shasta Estates at 243-3014 or visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is offering incredible summer incentives, starting with a five-year rent freeze. So hurry and call today. That's Shasta Estates at 243-3014.
On Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays. We'll have some prizes. The chat room will be open, and we'll be there talking about subjects that affect you, how to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and DeBot, Linda's on assignment today, 7:25 in the morning on June the 23rd. Okay, U.S. Airways, and again, coming out of San Francisco, you just got to love this. It seems like a U.S. Airways allowed a man wearing skimpy women's panties, mid-thigh stockings, and high heels to fly. They got a photograph of this. This woman says she and other passengers complained to airline employees before boarding, but they were ignored. Says employees had been correct not to ask the man to cover himself, saying the airline does not have a dress code policy. This is on June 15th. A New Mexico football player was yanked from a U.S. Airways flight and arrested for allegedly refusing to pull up his sagging pajama pants. First of all, Deshaun Marmon from New Mexico, why would you be wearing your pajama pants anyway out there? And why would you let them be hanging below your butt? Anyway, so women's panties, mid-thigh stockings, and high heels. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Okay, let's talk about some things going here in town. Big announcement. The judge in the Martinez case is going to go to trial. He said there is enough to go to trial. The man faces Christian Shulman. Is going to begin standing trial November 1st. It's tentative, of course. And he faces 4 years in prison if convicted of manslaughter. It's going to be up, of course, to the Shasta County jury in November to decide whether he was legally justified in hitting Adam Martinez. Adam, you know, as everybody, if you're new to the town or you've been under a rock or something, it appeared, you know, it was Leonard Shulman, Christian Shulman, was in Club Ice along with 31-year-old Adam Martinez in 2009. And if you look at the security video cameras, it appears that Martinez was talking to a woman. Shulman came walking up and hit him. And when he hit him, Martinez went down, his head hit the concrete, and he never regained consciousness. He was in intensive care. They took him out of intensive care, and I think he died just a day or two after that. And that so they're going to the Superior Court Judge Bradley Bokerman said there's no evidence to suggest that Shulman intended to kill Martinez. However, he's going to stand trial on a felony charge of involuntary manslaughter. And so it's when we had Jerry Bonito on, and this was probably one of the things that caused Bonito to lose the election, was that he refused to take this to trial. He said he showed it to the grand jury. Half the grand jury said, yeah, take it to trial. The other half said, no, I wouldn't convict him. He couldn't get the police to agree on it. And this is according to former DA Jerry Bonito. He says, if I can't get the law enforcement types and a grand jury to agree on this, I'm never going to get a conviction here, so I'm not going to even go in. And I asked him, well, why can't you get him for punching him in the face? He says, if I can prove he punched him in the face for no reason, I can prove I can prove manslaughter. He says, but do you have a right? Now, this was according to Jerry Bonito, is that if you feel a member of your family or somebody is being threatened, you have a right to go over and defend them. And that is what the law is. And that is what I think Shulman's defense is. And that's what his girlfriend says. She felt threatened. He came over. He punched Martinez. Martinez hit the ground and died. Did he intend to do it? No. Did he intend to hit him? Yeah. Did he intend to kill him? No. So this is a, and then you're going to get into the legally side of this. So what's going to happen? I don't know. But it's going to trial, and I believe it should go to trial. I believe that, you know, if you kill somebody like this because you've been drinking in a club, guess what? You need to go to trial. And I told Jerry this. I disagreed with him about that. Yeah, Bob.
If you're cleaning a firearm and it goes off and the round goes through and kills somebody two blocks away, you're going to do time for that. That's
not true. I mean, it's true that you probably should go to trial for it, but you know they could rule that it was an accident. You know, but it was negligence on somebody's part.
Yeah, there would be severe repercussions.
Yeah, there would be. But you know, when I say that you could go to jail, yes, theoretically you should. You take somebody's life. There's got to be some kind of punishment if you're not defending your own life. If you don't feel like your life or your family's life is in danger, and that you're defending yourself, But if something happens and you are negligent, just like you said, or somebody comes up in a bar and punches somebody and kills them, then yes, then I think we probably need, there needs to be at least a trial on this. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break for the news. We come back. We've got the yellow cab philosopher is here, and he was trying to grab the mic. I was slapping his fingers away. Carl Lindabad, Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, a sea of red on Wall Street after more bad news for the labor market and a surprise move by U.S. and other governments to sell some of their crude stockpiles. The blue chip seeing triple-digit losses this morning. The Dow was down more than 200 points just past 10 a.m. Eastern. It's down 190 points. 429,000 Americans filed for new unemployment benefits last week. The larger-than-expected jump in jobless claims continues a recent trend of disappointing economic data. It's also consistent with the Federal Reserve's lowered assessment of the economy. Initial claims have been above the 400,000 mark for 11 straight weeks. Oil falling sharply on news millions of barrels will be released into the world market. Over the next 30 days, the Department of Energy and the International Energy Agency will release 60 million barrels. It's an effort to offset the disruption caused by unrest in the Middle East. The U.S. plans to release a record 30 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
If you're thinking of investing your hard-earned money in the stock market, I have one word of advice for you. Stop! Wall Street lost over 45% of your money twice in the last decade, and they're about to do it again. An eye-opening free report reveals the secret Wall Street doesn't want you to know. How to grow your wealth safely every year and never lose a penny, even when the market crashes again. For a limited time, you can get this report free at bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 9th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $140 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and play in the $10,000 Guarantee High Stakes Bounty Tournament, Saturday, July 9th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This High Stakes Bounty Tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast, so reserve your seat today at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Late registration available for the first three rounds. Prize pool based on participants. Stay in comfort at the Hilton Garden Inn. Call 1-800-HILTONS for a discounted rate. Book by July 1st. It's better on the river.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information for veterans like you and me. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
Lawncrest Chapel in Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 222-1587. That's 222-1587.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It's the 23rd of June. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley. Don't call the 800 number. Call him at 244-1988. Doug is a local guy, been in the business since 1985. He's a veteran. He is supporting Dancing with the Stars in the Women's Refuge big time. One of their signature sponsors, because he wants to be part of our community. He wants to give back. But you know what other things he gives? He gives great service. Dish Satellite. You want satellite. You want HDTV. You go to Doug Tooley. You call him at 244-1988. Can't say enough about this guy. Now, speaking of Dancing with the Stars, we're preempting Jay just a little bit here. We're going to get Jay in here. And I'm joined by one of my competitors.
Good morning.
Jennifer Kettles. And her partner,
morning.
Doug Little. Move up just a little bit there, Doug. And we got Frank here, too. Hey, Frank, say hello.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Okay. Now, Jennifer, tell us a little bit about yourself, besides the fact that you, too, agreed to something, maybe without knowing all the ramifications of it.
Yes, that is true. I actually own Utah at Frozen Yogurt here in town. We have two stores, and we're franchising stores all over the country right now. And I've been in Redding for about 2.5 years. I'm a native Southern California girl and was ready for a better life and a place to raise my family, and it's Redding.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So now, Utah, tell us about that.
It's self-serve frozen yogurt, and it's a fun place. We carry all different types of yogurts. We have non-fat mainly, and we always carry no sugar, as well as a dairy-free option for people here in town.
Okay, and where are they at, located?
We have one on Placer up by the Holiday Market, and then we have one in town down by the mall. It's on Dana Drive at the corner of Churn Creek, and we're right next door to Blockbuster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know where that's at.
Yeah. So come on down.
Okay, we will.
Yeah.
Because it's hot. We need that.
It is.
Okay. Now, let's get down to the gritty here.
Yeah.
When they asked you to sign up for this.
Yes.
As they did me. And had you ever seen Dancing with the Stars?
I have. I went last year. Marie is a good friend, and so I've seen it before. And I said yes immediately to Christy. I didn't even think twice about it, but I should have thought about it because I don't know how to dance at all. But I'm glad I did it. I mean, I would do anything for Shasta Women's Refuge.
Well, that's good. Yeah. You know, and we've been associated with it for about, I guess, 4 years. Linda was the judge there.
Oh, okay.
And so I saw them. And every time I said, boy, am I glad that's them and not me. They'll never get me up there. I was wrong. Between Linda and Barbara Harrison and Christy, it was like they took chainsaws and threatened me. And so now we're doing it. And we've got our group is out there. None of us, and this is probably the difference between us and any other group, I believe, is none of us have any dancing experience.
Right, that's right.
At all.
Yeah.
Now, Doug, you're the partner here.
Correct.
And this is kind of unusual because every other group, every other of the dancers have kind of like a trained dancer, a choreographer to work with them.
That's right.
But you are not. You are a
total novice.
Total novice. And you had another partner, but because of business reasons or whatever, that didn't work out. Mm-hmm. So your boyfriend, your intended,
my fiance.
Your fiance stepped in because Jennifer is tall.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
Jennifer is 6'1". So most of the people they had dancing would have hit you about because they're young and smaller.
Yeah.
And so Doug is the same height. So and so Doug volunteered.
I did.
I think that's great. So what did you think about this when you said, uh-oh, we're going to need some help here?
Well, I was looking forward to it, but at the same time, I knew it'd be a lot of work. And it's more work than I thought it'd be, but that's great. I'm learning how to dance, and we're having a great time together, and it's for a fantastic cause. So,
well, you two look good out there together dancing.
Thank you.
Now, when you danced before, and you've obviously danced before at somehow, like slow dancing or line dancing or something. Or have you two ever danced together?
No, we have never together.
You two have never danced together?
No. Never.
Not even like at a wedding or
no.
a party? You just
no.
get up there and move around a little bit?
No, we have not.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, my God.
You two look really good together out there.
Thank you. Thank you. Mean, it is a disadvantage because we're starting really ground zero, but I feel very lucky because I get to dance with the man I love. So that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is nice.
Yes, you know, and that's so different than anything else before. Well, okay. Now, you've got some fundraisers happening.
You bet. We have a fundraiser tonight at United Methodist Church downtown on Pine Street. And it's $12 to get in, and it's a really nice dinner. Doug and I actually will be cooking all night for you guys. So we're having an Italian dinner, and then we have a dance exhibition. We have some dancers coming in that are going to do a little dance exhibition. And then we have a really great silent auction with all sorts of different things. Need to Speed, Segway Tours, Mary's Pizza, Lulu's. I mean, everybody in town has donated. And 100% of the money goes to the refuge.
Well, that's what I'm finding, is everything that we're doing is everybody's just donating. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if it's coming out of your pocket.
Yes.
And, you know, if you're raffling off things, that it's so all the money goes back to the Women's Refuge.
Yeah, correct.
Great. Now, we also get to, I guess we get some tickets and we can sell to our supporters too.
Correct,
and
that's right.
I think they're $25 for, if you're not a senior, if you're a senior, they're $20, and $20 for kids.
Yes.
For that.
Yeah. And tonight our event is 6 to 8 p.m. So
6 to 8 p.m.
We'd love everybody to come down.
Yeah, you know what? It's really been a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you.
And Doug, because, I mean, you're really a nice person. And obviously, or you wouldn't be putting yourself out like this. And, you know, I'm probably the only exception. Because they had chainsaws.
Yeah, I just don't want to fall on stage. That's my bottom line.
You won't. You know what? Okay, now you know what the secret is, right?
No, I don't.
You keep moving.
Yeah.
Keep smiling.
Yep.
Audience doesn't care.
Yep.
They're happy that you're up there and they're not.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a very good point.
It is. And you know what? And like we were talking the other day, the audience is on your side.
Mm-hmm.
They appreciate because it's a good cause and the dancers are up there giving it their best. Too. I mean, everybody, there's nobody slacking off on this.
No, everybody's working really hard on it.
Yeah. And I've yet to see, after four of them, anybody not get just thunderous applause and everybody be happy. Everybody's smiling out there. That's the big thing. So.
Well, good.
Okay, one more time do you have something else?
I was just going to tell you about the event again.
Yeah, one more time for the event, and also then about your business and where they're at.
So. Sure. Again, the event tonight is at United Methodist Church in downtown Reading on Pine Street. It starts at 6 p.m. It's a dinner, dance exhibition, and silent auction. We'd love to see you there. And I own Utopia Frozen Yogurt on Placer next to the Holiday Market, as well as down by the mall on Dana Drive next to Blockbuster.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today.
You bet.
And we'll be seeing each other a lot more. What about you, Frankie? You got anything? You got any last thoughts there?
Frankie's in All-Stars right now for baseball.
Is that right?
He's the youngest one on his team. He's doing awesome.
So how do you like that?
It's very fun, and it's very hard, and it's fun. I like it because it's competitive.
Yeah.
You like being competitive,
He's 9 years old.
You know what? We need competitive kids. Otherwise, then... We need competitive kids, and I think it's great. I think it's great, Frankie. I hope you do the best.
Thank you.
And I know you will. Okay. Well,
thank you.
Jennifer and Doug, thank you so much for coming by today, and we'll be seeing you soon.
Okay.
As we're out there practicing together.
Yeah, okay, sounds great.
Bye. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, Carl and the Bot. It's, let me see, 7:43 in the morning, June the 23rd, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Jerry Bay, owner of Budget Blinds of Reading. I think one of the biggest frustrations for people picking out window coverings at the big box store is the confusion. Besides, there's no place better than your own home to choose colors. Second, the person helping you might have worked in plumbing the last week, and today they're a window covering expert. The dog days of summer are on their way, and so are rising utility bills. Let us show you how to insulate your windows and help you enjoy where you live. Budget Blinds is a full-service window covering contractor specializing in all types of window coverings. Budget Blinds carries shutters, draperies, blinds, even exterior shades. Did you know that exterior shades can drastically reduce heat and glare from entering your home? Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and see how easy replacing your old worn-out window coverings can be. Be sure to check your mailbox for Max Value Mailer and Mailbox Merchants for a valuable coupon. Budget Blinds is your window covering superstore to your door. License number 848-191.
Carl, you know it has just been announced that you are one of the dancers in Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style, July 9th, and you know what that means.
Yeah, it means I'm going to have to get in better shape. So I'm going to head on down to Adamson's Peak Performance, and I'm going to step up our training plan so I can be ready.
Well, Adamson's is our choice for training and fitness advice.
Well, you know, the trainers down there put together specific plans for the individual and to achieve those goals that you want to reach.
Adamson's Peak Performance, Omicelli next to Yaks.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree again. Have you heard that mortgage rates are rising? The good news is that you can still get rates as low as 3%, 3.18% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $293 a month. That's over $3,500 a year. Don't wait for rates to climb. Start saving now by calling LendingTree at 1-800-800-TREE today. That's 1-800-800-8733. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567.
Yeah. Step on my blue suede shoes. Yeah. Well, you can do anything,
but step over my blue suede shoes. It's going to be like 91 degrees today. What's the weather right now? It's like, what, 77 or something, or 73?
I'll have that information.
Okay.
It's all the way up to 78 right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, 78, so. It's supposed to be 91 today. The weather's always brought to you, Ben, Semel Vineyards, up there toward Shingletown, right up there past Palisadro. Great place to eat, great place for lunch, great place for a dinner. Great place for music, all those things. That was cool, you know, having Jennifer and Doug in here. Everybody's got a partner that's truly, you know, professionally trained. Hers, because of business reasons, had to drop out, and she's 6'1". So to find somebody that fits is not easy. I mean, you know, for a guy to have, like Kathy is a lot shorter than I am. But that works. She puts on heels. But if you get a male dancer trying to move a, you know, that's a foot shorter or 6 inches shorter than his partner, and it doesn't work as well. So her, like I said, her boyfriend just stepped in, or a fiance. That's great. Okay, hey, our guest, Jay, the Yellow Cab Philosopher.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing, Jay? You stopped by yesterday at the fundraiser and dropped dollars off or something. But we're always glad to see you. So what's on the street right now?
Well, you know, the prices have gone down a little bit on gas. It's still painful, but it's not as horrendous as it was. Folks are a bit frustrated right now because, you know, we've all been cutting back on our belts and we're not really watching things get too much better. We're just kind of maintaining, you know what I mean? But other than that, you know, everybody's swinging away. That's what I love about Reading.
Nobody's quitting. Yeah, swinging away. Martinez case.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, we're getting a lot of comments in the chat room.
I really wanted to talk about that. You know, I honestly believe that they could make a deal with him where he gets probation or does community service or any number of things.
Do you think it'll go to trial?
I have a problem with this case because the Martinez family basically bought this trial by getting Benito out and getting the new guy in. And was a big deal during the election.
It was a big deal, but to say they bought it is, I think that's too strong.
Okay. I'll dial it back.
Were they leading the charge? Yes. And in their case, I don't blame them. But when you say bought, that means...
Okay. I'll dial that back. That wasn't as strong as I intended it. But the point is...
Were they a big part of that leading that charge? Absolutely. They and their friends.
And so, to me... I have a problem with that part of it. Do I believe he needs to be pay a price for taking someone's life? Yes. Do I think that he should go to trial? Probably not. I mean, they make deals all the time. I think that they could probably get a probation or community service deal because it's obvious that Martinez was really being aggressive, and it's obvious that the other gentleman didn't – I forgot his last name.
Showman?
Yeah, did not mean to kill him. So to me, it's – and, hey, I have a wife and two daughters. I may be a little prejudiced on this, but you start getting aggressive with my wife, I might get aggressive back.
Well, that was what – and that was the contention of the DA's office back there was you have a right to protect your – to protect your loved one, and which is what they said. And that was the testimony back then. What other people are saying is that it didn't need to get to that point. But you know what? Let's get right down to the bedrock of the whole case. Drinking. There was a concrete floor there that I think had something to do with it.
Well, there is a reason that place is closed now.
Well, there is. And you know, and the part is having a concrete floor in a bar. I mean, I guess I've been in bars before that concrete floors. I don't remember it. I don't think. I mean,
it's
I mean, because it seems to me if somebody, you know, wet floors, you slip. I mean, just slipping and banging your
leave
head.
Leave aside fighting, just people dancing and slipping on the concrete floor.
That's what I'm saying is that's kind of strange. But then again, I didn't run the place and all that. The whole thing, it's a tragedy that it happened.
Yeah.
It's a tragedy that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
And should he go to trial or something to that point? Yes, I believe that. We have people in here saying, I just don't see how. You know, part of the thing is now you have a defense lawyer, and we've got to take a break here in a second. He's saying, wait a minute, how can I get a fair trial in this town?
Well, actually, if I were the prosecutor, that's what I'd be saying. How am I going to have a chance? Because there's going to be a lot of people just like me who would happily hang that jury.
Well, I know that. But that's it. That's why Benito said it's not. We're not going to get 12 people to agree on this. On the other hand, you've got the defense attorney saying, wait a minute, you've got, you know, there's a whole bunch of people screaming for my client's scalp.
Well, so, he's going to have a better chance here than in L.A., believe me.
Yeah, and it's going to be very expensive. You're right. So, you know, what's going to happen? I don't know. I do know one thing. We got to take a break. Hey, our guest is Jay, the yellow cab philosopher. And Carl Linda's on assignment. We miss her all the time. When she's on assignment, you know, there's On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. It's June the 23rd. It's 77 degrees. It's 7:52 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon. We talk about everything important: your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Boom, 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 boom. 7:55 in the morning, June the 23rd, 77 degrees. It's going up to 91 today. I think it's going to go hotter. Portion of the show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. My friends, I cannot tell you enough about how much Tobacco and Brew and Joe and Shelley do for this community. And it's just, you know, veterans discounts. They stand up for the community. They do things for the community. In fact, tomorrow we are having a fundraiser, a final fundraiser, by the way, so you don't have to listen to this anymore, from 6 to 9 p.m. there at Tobacco and Brew in the community room there. Champagne, hors d'oeuvres. We have tons of things that we're raffling off. It's a $5 donation to get in. It gets you like a free raffle ticket, and then you can buy them at a very reasonable cost. And here's the best part. From what I understand, what Linda told me is that if your number gets called, you get to go over and pick out what you want. You want that raffle. You know, because a lot of times, you know how you go, I'm just going to, you know, I don't want that, what I just won. Well, this now you're going to be able to go over and pick it out, which works probably pretty good for the first four or five. You know, toward the end there, but still, it's for a good cause. Everything there is being donated so that all funds will be going to the Women's Refuge. Please come on down and see us tomorrow. Kathy Babcock and I will put on a small dancing exhibition because we don't want to give it all away before the big dance. Maybe afterwards, after it's over. Okay. Hey, our guest is Jay, the Yellow Cab Philosopher.
You talking to me?
Yeah, you talking to me? Hey, you talking to me? Anyway, okay.
We were talking about...
something frivolous?
Yes, we were talking about something frivolous after starting it out so heavy. Bob was talking about he's not sure which he's more scared of, you know, the cab driver or the Marine that can kill you with his thumb. So it reminded me of a joke. A preacher and a yellow cab driver.
Everybody on the button.
Yeah, everything's fine. You're okay. They both die. They both go to heaven at the pearly gates. St. Peter comes up to meet them and says, "You were both good men. Come on in. I'll get you both settled in." So he takes the preacher over to his heavenly abode. And it's a beautiful colonial house. Just great. Kind of place you could stay there forever. And the preacher's getting all settled in. And then the St. Peter taps the cab driver on the shoulder and points across the street and says, "That's where you're going to live. It's this massive mansion. I mean, it's like a castle." And the preacher goes, wait a second. I mean, I like what I have. It's nice, but I don't understand. I spent my whole life trying to bring people to the Lord and help people out. This guy's just a cab driver. How come he gets such a nicer place?" And St. Peter tells the preacher, "Well, when you preached, people slept. When he drove, people prayed."
That's a taxi cab joke, right?
It's funnier when I got the people in the back seat of the car.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's because they can't get out at that point, and they are praying, so they don't, you know, and I am praying. So. Okay, hey, what's going on with you? And what's going on with Yellow Cab? Are y'all...
Well, yeah, we're doing good. Now, as you know, unfortunately, we did have to do the surcharge a while back.
Right.
And I don't have any faith these prices are going to keep going lower, but if they do, we'll take them off.
Okay.
As it is, business is good. We're working hard.
Great.
Everybody's doing their thing. And, as always, the people of Reading have been very supportive. And,
you're thinking that the people of Reading, they're not giving up. They're still in there.
Well, you know, they're like me. The family's grown accustomed to eating.
Okay. Jay, thanks for coming by. We have you on
always
again
a
here.
Pleasure.
Yeah, you know, you drop on by and we'll throw you in here, throw you to the lines. Okay, when we come back from the break, we're going to have Bob Dunlap. We'll be here for a while with the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. He's going to talk about some flim-flamming going on in the veterans, or you know, that's happening to our veterans, and that you need to be aware of this. Some people can take advantage of our veterans, our older veterans. So we'll have that when we get back. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Is the president's plan to start pulling troops out of Afghanistan risky? The military's top man speaks out. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live at the White House.
The president's wind-down strategy for Afghanistan has now got the support of the military's top civilian and uniform officials. Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen saying the 33,000 troop drawdown is better than he had feared.
The president's decisions are more aggressive and incur more risk than I was originally prepared to accept.
But Admiral Mullen also says it's a bigger drawdown than the military commanders had originally recommended.
Let me be candid, however. No commander ever wants to sacrifice fighting power in the middle of a war.
Mullen says that still leaves commanders with enough power, time, and flexibility to continue their mission. Dave?
Mike, Republicans are frustrated with the White House over America's red ink.
More spending as a solution to the debt crisis? What planet are they on?
GOP Senate Leader Mitch McConnell in the House. Lead negotiator Eric Cantor says he's pulling out of debt talks, saying the president has been AWOL. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid's reply.
He is briefed at least once a day by the vice president as to these negotiations. So I think it's unfair.
The U.S. is about to tap into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
And the White House says the decision has nothing to do with gas prices, but rather a significant supply disruption. Gas prices are down about 40 cents the last month, but demand for oil traditionally spikes in the summer. The U.S. and more than two dozen other nations have agreed to release 60 million barrels of oil over the next month. Half of that will come from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu says the unrest in Libya has resulted in the loss of 1.5 million barrels of oil every day. Dave?
And Jared, oil prices down sharply. The Dow's down 220. As unemployment claims shot up again last week, new home sales dropped 2% last month. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Right now, homes are more affordable than they've been in decades. Quicken Loans has a mortgage program that will help you buy that perfect home. We'll even introduce you to a real estate agent who's an expert in your area and can guide you through the process step by step. With more than 25 years of experience helping American homeowners, we've made the process as easy as possible. With our streamlined approach and proactive updates, we provide you with the certainty that you need to search for the home of your dreams. And our highly trained purchase specialists are standing by, ready to help you take advantage of this incredible opportunity. In fact, the rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.83%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. Call now to find out how much home you can afford. Quicken Loans, engineered to amaze.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide license number 3030.
How are our allies reacting to the U.S. plan to start pulling troops out of Afghanistan this summer? Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin, live in London.
Yeah, NATO's Secretary General saying the drawdown
is the result of the progress we have made.
Turning the tide against insurgents, said Anders Fogh Rasmussen. There was a joint statement today from Britain's Foreign Secretary and that of the United Arab Emirates, urging the Taliban now to renounce violence and come to talks. And France is pledging to match America's drawdown, pulling all its 4,000 troops on roughly the same timetable. Germany says it plans something similar. It's now working on details. Dave?
Alistair, a Marine reservist detained for trespassing in Arlington National Cemetery last week, prompting a security scare, charged today in a series of shootings last year at military buildings in the Washington area. Jonathan Malaku is a naturalized citizen originally from Ethiopia. A fugitive for 16 years, James Whitey Bulger, finally in custody the day after the Boston mob boss captured with his longtime girlfriend.
Bulger will finally face justice for a number of his crimes, including extortion, money laundering, RICO conspiracy, and RICO murders related to 19 individuals.
U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz. NBA teams go shopping for players tonight, holding the draft.
Even though he missed most of the season with a foot injury, 19-year-old point guard Kyrie Irving of Duke University is expected to be the top pick in the NBA draft.
It definitely feels good knowing that people believe in my abilities, even though I have a short window of only 11 games. No, that's definitely a great honor.
The Cleveland Cavaliers have the number one pick, as they did 8 years ago when they chose LeBron James. When James left last summer for Miami, Cleveland's season went south, and that's why the Cavs were in position to get the top choice. When Irving will make his NBA debut is in doubt, since the league is headed for a labor stoppage next week. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
And by the way, the Cavaliers will also pick fourth in the draft tonight. Number two, Minnesota. Number three, Utah. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, or you can join us on our chat room because we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 8:05 in the morning, June the 23rd, we're getting up to like 91 degrees. It's 78 degrees already. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Leah, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He is a top optometrist. He's been in Reading for 20 years. He's got an on-site lab. He takes care of you. If you have problems with insurance, you go down and see him because he's there to take care of your eyes. He's our doctor of choice when it comes to having our eyes taken care of, and has done a lot for Linda in this torn retina that had happened. He has all types of different packages and glasses for the whole family. That's Dr. Joseph Lea. Hey, let's talk a little bit about what's going on today here on KCNR. It's kind of a big day for us. Alana Burke, as you know, hosts a show from 12 to 1 every day on KCNR. Well, she was asked to go down to join a number of other people at the Nixon Library to help be a part of the Troopathon 2011. And the Troopathon 2011 has a goal of sending as many care packages as it can get sponsored during an 8-hour event. In the first year, brought in $1.5 million for care packages for our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. $25 donation buys and delivers one care package. And they've been making several million dollars. Previous events have raised a total of nearly $3 million and resulted in 195 tons of care packages. And they're going to have a number of guests. And so what Alana's going to be doing, she is the radio person down there. And it's from our station right up here in River City, up here from Reading. And she's going to be interviewing all types of people, actors, senators, other radio hosts. They're going to have Gary Sinise will be there, basketball coach Mike Kaczynski, actor Robert Dovey, Senator Bob Huff, Joe McRaney, an actor. I think there's going to be screenwriters, you name it, it's going to be there. It's going to go from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. California time, and you can listen from 1 to 4 p.m. today on our station and with Alana. And if you want to donate, you just go to troopathon.org. So that's one of the things, is just go and look up troopathon.org. That's TROOPATHON.org. And again, you're going to be big radio personalities. There's going to be a lot of people there, Laura Ingram, a lot of people there to raise funds for our troops. And we'll start that today at 1 o'clock, and that will be our program from 1 to 4, and then we'll go back to our regular programming. Okay. Our guest with us today, Bob Dunlap.
Good morning, Carl.
The officer of the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, the man in charge. So how are you doing?
Good morning, Carl. Good. Good to be here. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, you know, there's some things going on. You know, I'd ask you some questions, and of course, somebody had reported a tattered flag, and then Bob heard that on the show and jumped on that one, made a phone call, and that lasted, what, it was down said that it was had been called into a local radio show.
It was called into a local radio show, none other than KCNR, and I heard that as I was driving to work, and as soon as I got to a telephone, I called the Sacramento office of the Veterans Homes and got to the right person, and it snowballed down to Redding, and within 2 hours they had that flag replaced. Unfortunately, it was at the Veterans Home construction site, and it was on Flag Day, so it did raise the ire of one concerned citizen. And
it raised the ire of a lot of concerned citizens that day.
One of them was concerned enough to give us a call and to put it out on the radio, and we got it fixed right away. So anytime we see a tattered flag, you know, we need to let somebody know that. Even if it's a resident, yeah, as a neighbor, you know, let's make sure they know that it's not proper to fly a flag that's tattered like that.
Absolutely. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about there's scams going on right now. There's some ways that people are being taken advantage of, maybe by some unscrupulous, I don't know, caregivers or wannabe caregivers or things like that. Or if I don't know if even if that's the right description of it.
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that when we get back. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding is family owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our June special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special for the month of June only. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles biased.
Petroleum Company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the hardworking crew would like to remind everybody be extra careful this year with weed eating and grass cutting. Fire dangers at an all-time high. For all you computer wizards, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com, where you can pay online and place orders. This is all working very well. We're filling extra propane bottles for you barbecue folks, so don't run out on Sunday. A special thank you to everybody who purchased and donated animals from the Junior Livestock Sale to the 4-H and FFA Community Barbecue held at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson coming up on July 3rd at 4 p.m. in conjunction with Anderson Explodes. Tickets are $10 at the event, or you can pick them up early at Northern Lights Energy in Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. We're going to beat that drum tomorrow. Going to sit there and bang that drum all day. Carl and the Bot, good morning. 8:13 in the morning on June the 23rd. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Our chat room's open at kcnr1460.com. Hey, look, Dr. Frank Lutz is going to be in town tomorrow at a breakfast at the Holiday Inn. You can get tickets for that. He's going to be talking about his new book, Win, which is I've read I read through most of it, and it's it's got a lot of great ideas, great tips on how to make your business and probably even make yourself go from a just a good to extraordinary. And you can get some tickets at just call 530-289-6857. That's 289-6857. Ask for Ryan or just leave a message and he'll tell you how to get tickets there. And that's going to be a breakfast tomorrow morning. Okay, our guest, Bob Dunlap, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And we were talking about that, you know, people that are out there, that there are certain things available, certain, you know, certain programs available to veterans. However, they can be, you know, there could be some manipulation going on here. And I said by caregivers, and that's not what I meant. It was by people that are helping them deal with money.
Yeah, let me sort of set the groundwork here for what the benefits are. There's two categories of benefits that a veteran may rate. And one is based on a disability that was incurred during a time of service. Say a broken leg that happened 20 years ago that's still affecting that veteran today. That's a disability compensation. And the other category is a pension benefit. That pension benefit is tied to income. There's a means test to qualify for that pension benefit. And it's a single veteran who just cannot make ends meet, and the VA recognizes and honors his time in service. I say his generically, but recognizes that veteran's time in service and wants to get him back up to at least the poverty level. So if that veteran makes less than $11,000 a year, and has medical expenses, the VA may consider a pension that would get them up to at least that $11,000 a year. If that veteran's medical expenses are significant and income is really zero after it's adjusted, that veteran could rate, you know, as much as $1,400 a month for that pension benefit. If that veteran or a claimant, say it's a surviving spouse, a widow, rates that pension and is also in need of what the VA calls aid and attendance, which is an additional amount paid to help someone who can't do the basic things in life, like get up out of the bed in the morning and bathe and manage their medicines and take their medicines, then that aid and attendance benefit may be considered on the advice of a doctor. That would raise that pension benefit up to, for a widow, it would raise it up to $1,056, and for the single veteran, $1,644, or for a married husband and wife, one being a veteran, up to $1,949. But the aid and attendance is an additional amount paid to someone who is already receiving the benefit. There's a lot of confusion about that. People come in, they want to get the aid and attendance benefit. Well, it just doesn't work like that. There's a benefit has to happen first. Now, there are people out in the community that says, come on in. We'll come into our office. We'll help you with your aid and attendance. We'll help you with your pension benefit. These folks may or may not be accredited with the VA. They may be affiliated with an insurance company or some other entity that's has some ulterior motive for helping that veteran or that widow with their claim. We don't do that. You know, we're funded by taxpayers through Shasta County. Our goal is to help them with their claims and see them adjudicated.
Well, you know, and that's the thing is the people trying, you know, and you want to think that, you know, in some cases it's because people are nice. Hey, let me help you with this. In other cases, where people are just getting money off it, and I understand that. I was confused about about how this thing worked. Right. I thought that if you were a veteran and that you've reached a certain age, and that you needed help in your home, and you know that so if you're a veteran with if you retired from the military. All right, and then you get to a point where you can't take care of yourself, and you need aid and attendance. Do you rate that?
Aid and attendance, remember, that is paid as an additional benefit, right, to someone who is already receiving the VA benefit. And there's net worth for the pension part of that. There's net worth and income restrictions. So let's take a single surviving spouse, the widow. They call it the widow's pension. Her income really is limited to $7,933 a year.
And if she makes more than that.
If she makes more than that, she's probably not going to qualify for the pension.
Right.
Unless she is in need of aid and attendance, and then that bumps up to about $1,200 or $12,000 a year. So there's also a...
She's living on Social Security of $1,600 a month.
Then she's not going to qualify.
Then she's not going to qualify.
Unless she has significant medical expenses, and those medical expenses will offset Social Security dollars, and that might get her down to where she would qualify.
Yeah.
Now, there's also a net worth restriction, and that restriction is about $80,000per person. So if somebody has $100,000 in the bank or $500,000 in stocks and bonds, mutual funds that are accessible... The VA is not going to consider that. There are folks who say, well, we'll take that money, that net worth, and we'll convert that to an annuity or something else and shield that from the eyes of the VA, therefore qualifying you for this $1,000 a month benefit.
So this whole thing was based on the fact of that people that are really in need.
This is
and
for
not something that you as a veteran would have earned.
This is not the gravy train. This is to help our impoverished veterans and those surviving spouses to at least make ends meet.
All right. We're going to take a break here in a minute. And one of the things I want to talk about when we get back is homeless veterans. I get emails a lot from people talking about homeless veterans. Maybe you do, too.
I sure do.
And I want to talk about homeless veterans that, in the Shasta County, numbers, potential numbers, and a couple other things like that when we come back.
Absolutely.
Okay, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, Linda's on assignment. Some people are saying, hey, well, where's Linda? Well, Linda is on assignment in the sense that she's got a lot of things going on, getting ready for the fundraiser and all these things. And and as you miss her, I miss her too. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:20 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Night's sleep is critical to your well-being and how you function throughout your day. When you purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Creason's Mattress Gallery, you'll wake up every morning relaxed, refreshed, and ready to take on your day. No more tossing and turning, all because Natura and Mother Nature have mastered the art of combining comfort and durability by bringing together latex, wool, and cotton to give you a great night's sleep every night. I should know, I've been sleeping on my Natura mattress for over a year now. And at Creason's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. See Steve at Creason's Mattress Gallery and let him show you the mattress that will give you blissful sleep night after night for years to come. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery or free bed frame, and always free haul away of your old mattress. Adjustable beds, conventional latex beds, and chemical-free organic beds, Natura mattresses only at your locally owned Creason's Mattress Gallery. Reading's exclusive Natura mattress dealer, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture Store.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and the Bot, 8:23 in the morning, June the 23rd. It's going to get 91 today, my friends. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. 244-1988, don't call the 800 number because it goes someplace else. It goes to another world. It goes to the devil. Okay, I can't say that. All right, it doesn't go to the devil. But it doesn't go to a local guy like Doug Tooley, who puts in Dish Satellite, veteran, does great work. He supports our community. He's supporting the Women's Refuge. He's supporting the Dancing with the Stars. So, you know, give him a call, 244-1988. And let me say that I really, really appreciate the chat pack. And I appreciate the nice things you all say in there. And we like to think that this is all of our radio station here. We are a community radio station. That's why we try to have everybody on. And when we get people that on that are decidedly more liberal than, say, you know, part of the community, and they come on the show and they say, hey, we've been told we get a fair shake here, I can't ask for more than that. I may not agree with what they say, but they feel like they're that we're fair. And, you know, that means a lot to us. And plus the fact of being able to get the word out in the community for things that are going on. Now, our guest is Bob Dunlap, who does another guy that does so much for the community because he's a Shasta County Veteran Service officer, if that makes sense. And we want to talk a little bit about homeless veterans. I get a lot of things on homeless veterans. Do we have a homeless veteran problem, in here in the county?
Well, I think if we have one homeless veteran, it's a problem.
Absolutely. And I don't want to, you know, make this seem like it's small, because you're right. One is too many.
Right. And let me just start this by saying President Obama had pledged to end veteran homelessness by the time he left office. Well,
he better hurry up. Yeah, you better hurry up there, partner.
So to do that, he's released these the Housing and Urban Development VASH, V-A-S-H, it stands for Veterans Assistance Support for Housing, for our homeless veterans, to try to get the homeless veterans a place to transition from the street.
I had that in a blog. Okay. Blogged on that one.
Well, right. The problem with the HUD VASH vouchers is they need to know where to put them. We have identified that Shasta County, you know, I asked Wally Herger's office if he would, you know, pose that to Housing and Urban Development to get 25 VASH vouchers for Shasta County. We would use that. That would end our homeless problem for veterans in Shasta County by 100%.
So you're saying we've got, that you know of, 25?
We've got, that I know of, 6 that are truly homeless. Mm-hmm. We have several others that are couch hopping from house to house with friends or relatives.
Right.
And we've got a few that are living in trailers and tents and around the area. So, you know, 25 would cover us completely. Well, last year they took these VASH vouchers and they distributed them to key population areas, Pittsburgh, Detroit, New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, areas that just had a large number of people, regardless of the number of homeless veterans. We've identified that we needed 25 VASH vouchers for Redding. Chico had them a couple of years ago. I think they had 12. Didn't get them again this year. This year they used the population model. So the 100 VASH vouchers were distributed in the Bay Area and in Sacramento, nothing north of Sacramento, regardless of if we had homeless veterans or not. So that
it makes no difference. So north of Sacramento, none of these were handed out.
That's correct. That's correct. So I again asked Todd Jones at Wally Herger's office if he can look into that and, you know, tell us why we didn't get any VASH vouchers north of Sacramento, even though we do have veterans in need up here.
Well, maybe we need to lean into this a little bit harder. Why are we being discriminated against?
It could very well be, and it may be just because we don't have the political clout up here. I don't know.
We're
the
not
answer.
Talking 1,000.
No,
we're talking 25 vouchers. 25.
We are. And of those, you know, if he pared that down and said, we'll give you half that and we can take 12 veterans off the street and get them into affordable housing. And that's really the goal. We need to get those folks off the street.
So we can't get 25.
We are still trying. We are still trying.
You've gone to Herger. What about Feinstein and Boxer? They, you know, they cry crocodile tears about veterans. Why don't we go to there and say, we just need 25. Not 125, 25 that will take care of 100% that we know of
of veterans that need to be helped.
Right. And as of yesterday, Todd Jones is telling me that he has re-asked that question to Mr. Herger to ask him to go back in and relook at this. So we've got a couple things working still. Richard Coons, who's the county housing department head, is looking into that also. There might be a way that we can partner with the city. There might be a way that we can do some other things to get our homeless veterans into transit.
Are these veterans' ages ranging from World War II to present time?
Mostly Vietnam-era veterans.
Okay.
And there are a few, a very few, that are the OEF, OAF veterans from between 15 years ago and a couple years ago.
Right. Yeah. This war's been going on a long time. This war has not just been going on since 2001. It's been going on since 1990 when we started over there.
That's right.
So, I mean, we've put a lot of people over there in harm's way. I had somebody, you know, just had somebody the other day say something, and I was sitting there thinking about the hundreds of thousands. And Obama makes this announcement. He's pulling 10,000 out by December and another 30,000 out by September of 2012. You know, he has given up on saying things like, you know, completing our mission or, protecting women, which is one of the reasons we went in there is trying to give women the right of being treated like a human. It's the elections are coming up. And, the wars have gone on too long, and we've got to do something about them. But there's got to be we can't just say, okay. You know, there's got to have some kind of plan. Hey, we've got to run for the news. When we come back, we've got a couple other things going on here, too, along with Bob Dunlap. And this is Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It's 8:30 in the morning. It's June the 23rd. It's going to get up to 91 or 2 today. And this is Free Fire Radio.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. President Obama says it's time to leave Afghanistan, calling home 10,000 troops this year.
After this initial reduction, our troops will continue coming home at a steady pace.
But before endorsing the president's order, Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen says he first thought this was too much too soon.
It was more aggressive, and it has more risk than, you know, I was originally prepared to, than I recommended. That said, in totality, it's within the ability to sustain the mission, focus on the objectives, and execute.
Mullen today in a hearing on Capitol Hill. Democratic Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey of California says she's disappointed the withdrawal doesn't meet her hopes.
I had hoped that he would offer an Afghanistan troop withdrawal down that was significant, swift, and sizable.
Many Republicans say we're leaving Afghanistan too soon, paving the way for a Taliban resurgence. This is a Fox News alert.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Paid for by the Jim Nielsen Committee.
Frank Luntz has been called the most accurate political pollster of our time, and his dial sessions testing voter opinions across America have become a staple of the 2012 presidential campaign. But Frank Luntz is also a master communicator and advisor to many of America's top political and business leaders, whose new book, Win, is a runaway bestseller. And next Friday, June 24th, Frank Luntz is coming to Reading for a very special event. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen invites you to join him and his special guest, Fox News contributor Frank Luntz, for breakfast at the Reading Holiday Inn. No one has their fingers on the pulse of American politics like Frank Luntz, and you're invited to join him in Reading. Each guest will receive an autographed copy of Frank's new book. To purchase tickets for the breakfast with Fox News pollster Frank Luntz, call 530-289-6857. That's 530-289-6857 to reserve your seat today.
Are you taking time for yourself?
Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your time-out location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. We miss her. It's 8:34 in the morning, June 23rd. 78 degrees. It's going to get up to like 92 today. I think it's going to might get hotter. It was like 100 and something yesterday. What is it right now there, Bad Bob?
Right now we're looking at about 84 degrees.
It's already 84 degrees? It's gone up that much in the last hour?
Yeah, depending on where you look in town, yep. Well, there's weather stations all over town, but 84 seems to be the average.
Okay. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, Cypress Square Barbershop is my place of choice. It's in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. It's right off Athens Avenue, D.C., 10 and a man in black. Give great haircuts. They support the community. They give veterans a discount there. As too many places in this town, but they do. And, you know, it's a good place for conversation, to see, you know, to sit down and see what's going on around town. And it's man's last stronghold. What can I say? When I say that, you know, you giggle, but it's written on the window when you walk in there, man's last stronghold. I love it. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. They've been supporting us from the very beginning here. I'm talking about like back in 2007. Can't say enough about DC and Tim and the man in black. Okay, besides with Bob Dunlap, who is here as our guest, and we were talking about homeless veterans, which, you know, that in itself, you know, that we've identified, you know, like 25 of them, which, you know, about that, that's, you know what, that's 25 too many, of course, but there's a way that could be handled, could be helped, but we're not getting a lot of help from our elected leadership, at least in the sense that they're trying, but then again, a bureaucracy is not answering to that, and that kind of thing is I find abhorrent, because a lot of these people in the bureaucracy have never served, never will serve, and have no concept of what's going on out there, and all they have to do is say, "Oh, 25." I'm not talking 2 million. 25 vouchers. So these men and I guess part would be the families. Are families in this thing too, or just individuals?
We're talking just individuals.
Okay.
Families are taken care of. There's a couple other programs that do help the families, but we're just talking to the single veterans.
Okay. Well, you know, somebody else has just rolled in here today, and it's always, he's good too. I mean, to have here on the show, Jerry Mapes. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good to see you.
And, you know, Jerry puts on an event every year, and it kind of falls in with Bob here. And you put on something called Homeland.
Last year was actually our first year doing it. We've done a lot of productions through the years, but we were really compelled last year to put together this production. My brother and I had heard it premiered earlier that year, and we just said, you know, we got to bring this to Reading. And it was, we've got a very active choir at our church, but we wanted to invite into the community, and we ended up having over 100 singers and a 40-piece orchestra, and put on Homeland last year at the Cascade. It was very successful. We had a great time. It was fun. It kind of was more than what I expected as far as the quality. It was just top-notch, and we had a great time. And when we left after our second show, Jeff Darling from the Cascade Theater said, "You are going to do this again next year, right?" And so from that point on, we started getting calls asking us to do it again. So this year we're doing it two nights. We're doing it June 30th and July 1st.
Now tell us about Homeland.
Homeland is a musical that talks about our country, our founding fathers, what the country was built on. It talks about faith. It talks about our military, our servicemen and women who give so much for our freedoms. It just really pays honor to those that have served. It pays honor to those that are serving. It reminds us of how great our country is. So often we hear all the negative, and we need to be reminded about the positive that's here. And we live in the best country in the world.
You know, we do. And I don't think people realize that. We've got our problems. Mm-hmm. But when you get right down to it, you know, I don't agree with Obama in many things he does. On some things, I agree 100% with him. You know, I mean, people seem to forget, you know, that that he has put a lot of money into the VA. As you know, Bob, I think you know that. He really bumped up the VA funding. Okay, you're shaking your head. No, but I thought he had pumped up VA funding from where it was a couple years ago.
There's some new programs that were started. We have yet to see the impact of those programs. For instance, we're having a VA homeless coordinator that's going to be taking up quarters in the VA clinic in Reading. That person's job is outreach. That person does not bring with him or her any vouchers, any way to fix the problem. It's just an outreach to identify them. So my point to the director 2 days ago was, we can do outreach. We don't need another coordinator to do that. Take that money for salary. Let's convert that to vouchers. Let's get these guys off the street. So there might be some money that's started new programs and things, but you know, we haven't seen
it. We haven't seen it yet, huh? Okay, well, what I was trying to get to was this, and that might have been the wrong way to put it. What I'm getting at was, we have a great country here.
We do.
And, you know, we may disagree, but, you know, the country pulls together when it needs to, and it supports people. It reaches out to people when you see them from disasters or just in our town. Our town, who's just hit very hard by unemployment and in this recession, yet they're still reaching out there and helping people.
Well, the musical Homeland is beyond politics.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yes, it is.
It goes back to the root of who we are and what we believe. Some may see it as political because we still believe in God we trust, and there's a few things like that our country was founded on. We can't deny that. That's our history. That's who we are. And so we take pride in that, and we love to proclaim it. But one of the things, like, I had never met Bob till this morning. We've talked on the phone, but last year with Homeland, we were able to raise quite a bit of support for Maurice Johannesson and the memorial building out in Igo. This year, we wanted to come alongside Bob and see if we couldn't help there to finish the Shasta County Veterans Art Project and put that over the top, and then anything beyond that to begin to help that program to get an office here that's functional and is able to meet the needs of our veterans here in town.
Well, you know, the music, love of our country, the whole thing is, I mean, how can you beat that? We got to take a quick break here. Carl Linda Bott, it's 8:41 in the morning, 8:42 in the morning on June the 23rd, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Time we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004.
but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Linda Bott. 8:45 on June the 23rd. Linda's on assignment. We have On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. You're going to see Enjoy Magazine rolling in tonight. Our guest is, well, Bob Dunlap had to run. He had a meeting he's going to. Jerry Mapes is here, who is putting on Homeland. He and his brother are the directors and producers of this, and they do great work. And Homeland is kind of pays homage, and it's a musical extravaganza. I call it extravaganza. Other people wouldn't, but they call it because... To them, extravaganza is maybe fireworks going off in the Cascade Theater.
I'd love to do that, but I don't think they're going to allow that.
Hey, we have, we're going to give away two tickets to this show. They're $10 a piece. For Thursday, June 30th, we're going to give away two tickets to the first caller at 605-4567. And we're talking about great music. We're talking about A Salute to America. It's on a Thursday night. It's going to last... How long is the show going?
It's about an hour and 15 minutes.
An hour and 15 minutes at the Cascade Theater. So we'll give away for the first person to call 605-4567. You get a pair of tickets to see Homeland. It's a celebration of our country and what we stand for here.
Amen.
Okay.
You know, we've got a great group of people here in the North State that are wonderful musicians, and we have some folks that are coming up from Red Bluff that sing with us, and we actually have some that are coming up from Chico as well to play with us, and you know, it's just a great opportunity for us to get together and have a great time, because we love what we do.
Yeah.
And then when you've got great music like we have, it's just a lot of fun.
Oh, it is. And you know what? And it's a great event. I've seen other events that y'all have put on that have had to do with Memorial Day or Veterans Day.
Well, Memorial Day Sunday on that weekend is always a special day for us at Redding Christian Fellowship, and we always really promote that big. And we really do. We love our servicemen and women and those that have gone and before us and served, and we like to pay homage to them and recognize them.
Okay. Well, and this is going to be on June the 30th and July 1st, mm-hmm. which is, gosh, that's next week.
It is next week. It's coming quick.
Tickets are $10. And like I said, we're giving away two tickets to that for the Thursday night show. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll probably give away some for the Friday night show, too. But we'll do that a little bit later on, either tomorrow or the next day for that. Okay, so it's going to be over an hour of singing. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be any passages read from, or just singing?
It's mainly singing, but it's all tied together with some great dialogue. Randy Vader, who's the author of this, who mm-hmm. wrote it, is a great wordsmith, and the way he writes things and says things are really powerful, and it all ties together. We also have a video presentation that goes along with it that enhances everything that's being sung, and I think the crowd will find themselves singing along with some of the things that they recognize. And I know last year we had standing ovations that happened midway through the program, where we kind of had to pause for a minute and let things calm down and then get restarted. Lou Hecker's doing our narration, and he's an incredible narrator and does a great job with it and really ties it all together.
Oh, that's great. But I tell you what, I can't wait to see it. We're gonna. Linda show goes till 7, but we'll run over. Maybe we'll just let somebody else finish up the show that day and just run down the street here and go to the Cascade and see if we can get a seat.
Yeah.
One of those things. Yeah. I appreciate what you're doing and putting on something like that. Let's go to line one here. Linda, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I want to say good morning. Is Ron there too? Is it Jerry?
No, it's just Jerry.
Just
Ron.
Jerry.
Oh, no, it's not just Jerry. I just need to say, I was listening to the show as I'm running around. I'm getting raffle tickets for tomorrow, Carl's, our fundraiser tomorrow night. And I just had to call in because I really want our listeners to know that you can say it's this, it's that, but what you, it's a year in the making and so on and so forth, to have 100 voices, 100 people on stage with vocals and how many's in the band?
Well, somewhere around 40.
So this is this incredible homage to American culture and being all American and patriotic. And we talk about it, and to go see this and hear this at the Cafe Theater is unbelievable. And Jerry, you and Ron, you guys have spearheaded this, and you're giving tickets away on our show this morning. So I want people to really, really understand what this is. The quality of what this is just like nothing else you're ever going to see in the North State. You guys have brought here.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Linda.
And we've got somebody online, too, that wants to say that same thing there, Linda. So,
all right. So,
thanks,
Jerry,
honey.
I wish I was there. Hog, kids, this is going to be great talking to you guys later.
Everybody thanks, misses Linda. You. I think they listen because
okay, well,
they like you.
Okay, I miss you, too, but we've got to get some goodies for tomorrow night
right.
So we can make money for the chefs and refuge.
Oh, all right. Bye. Donna, line two.
She dropped.
Oh, we lost Donna. Okay, we got to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda. Bob, Linda is out running around, and it's 8:51 in the morning. Our guest, Jerry Mapes, he and Ron, his brother, are putting on Homeland, a celebration of our country and our homeland. And we're giving away a couple of tickets for that Thursday night show, 605-4567. Join us after these messages.
In a lonely world, he took the midnight train going anywhere.
Join us in a fantastic voyage at Wind River Casino and play the fantastic Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Kia Sedona minivan. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to Win and Play to Win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your
chance to win free slot play and free gas at the weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, July 28th, where you could drive away in your very own 2011 Kia Sedona. For more information on Wind River's fantastic Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2011 Kia Sedona from Redding Kia. It's better on the river.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table, and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday, well, 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
No, well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. 8:55 in the morning, on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. And Enjoy Magazine is rolling in for the show. From 1 to 4 today, Alana Burke, who is one of our commentators, I guess you could say, is going to be down at the Nixon Library. The host is going to be, the Troop-a-thon is going to be going on from 1 to 9 p.m. They do it to raise money to send care packages over to our troops and that are deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan. Michelle Bachman, Dennis Miller, Sean Hannity, Kelsey Grammer, Senator Bob Huff, writer S.E. Cupp. A number of people are all going to be there, and the whole thing is that they're there to raise money. And Alana's going to be on from 1 to 4, talking to the people, interviewing people from all over, interviewing the, quote, celebrities. And the whole deal is to raise money for those troops. They've raised over $3 million in the last couple of years. Okay, let's go to the phones. Donna, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl and Bob Dunlap. I just wanted to say that I attended the Homeland at Cascade Theater last year, and it was so outstanding, so upbeat. I would just encourage everyone that would enjoy a good patriotic program to be there, because it's something you will not want to miss.
And you also just won the tickets for that, too.
I thank you so much for that, because I was planning to pick up some tickets, so we'll enjoy those. So thanks so much for getting that information out. I hope everyone will take advantage of that evening.
Well, I think it's a good reason. It's a good Thursday night to go out and listen to great songs and to have just a toe tapping, clapping, sing along time, celebrating our country.
It is actually Thursday night and Friday night also.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So either night, the tickets will be fine for me.
Okay. We're doing Thursday night today. Probably next week we'll give away some for Friday. But so, Donna, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, Donna.
All right. Bye-bye. Last thoughts on that one? on Homeland. Just they can buy tickets at the Cascade Theater that night.
Right.
Or you can go online.
Correct.
To the Cascade Theater and buy tickets, and it's open Correct. Seating.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, you know, bring all your family in one spot there.
Absolutely. You know, we try to keep the cost down to where it could really be a family affair.
$10 a ticket.
Yeah, it's a pretty good event for $10. If they're on Victor Avenue, they can also pick up tickets at Redding Christian Fellowship there as well. Stuff. So.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jerry, for what you and your brother do, and Redding Christian Fellowship, of course, and then the Homeland. It's going to be next Thursday and Friday, my friends. It's a celebration of our country and our homeland, and it's a great musical. Tickets are only $10.
Well, okay. Thank you, Carl. Thank you for the time.
You bet. No problem. All right. Let's see. We're going to be having there's a couple of surprise guests tomorrow on the show. We're going to be discussing what happened up at the city of Shasta Lake. Another possible lawsuit. Tim Papp is jumping right in the middle of that one. We're going to talk about the lawsuit with REU. And what happened with that. We're going to be talking a little bit more about what's going on with the convention center. And also, we're going to be talking about the fundraiser from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew. And the things that you're going to have a chance to win in the raffle there. We're talking food, we're talking champagne, we're talking about music, we're talking about dancing. We're talking about a great time tomorrow evening from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew. Again, remember, from 1 to 4 today, we're going to be at the Troopathon. We're going to be broadcasting from there with Alana Burke. She's going to be talking to a lot of different people. We're going to be there to be raising funds for our troops in the field. And I can't say much more than that about this thing. They're going to be down at the Nixon Library. It's part of it's going to be televised, I believe. And the rest of it goes over the radio. And our own Alana is going to be the one that's going to be pushing a lot of the radio interviews up here via KCNR. We're taking just another step forward. Bad Bob.
Sir. Sir.
Okay.
Caught me by surprise.
Well, you know, I like to do that. Always appreciate you being here. And it's just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your